Welcome to The Lid from Meet the Press. I'm Carrie Dan. It's Inauguration Day. Yes, every 4 years, we do this thing, right? The pomp and circumstance, the Capitol looks beautiful, the White House looks beautiful. Everyone, dignitaries and celebrities all stand in the cold and listen to a president who was elected more than 2 months prior, finally making an address to the nation to outline a vision of the future in our great and inspiring democracy. And this year, of course, is an unusual one. Outgoing President Trump is the first president in more than 150 years not to attend his successor's inauguration. Much of the pomp and circumstance has been virtual because of the pandemic and because of security concerns. And a lot of the celebration has just been muted, as President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris prepare to take the helm of a country in the throes of several crises. But for today, to feel a little normal, let's look back at inaugurations past. Because as sort of odd and strange feeling as this one has been at times, the inauguration is always a time of inspiration and hope. And American history is this rich tapestry of greatness and also occasional historical goofiness. And so even in this somewhat unnerving year, let's celebrate that history, shall we? First of all, if you're not in DC, it is in fact quite cold today here, and it did briefly snow during the beginning of the ceremony at Capitol Hill. But that's nothing compared to the almost 8 inches of snow that were on the ground for John F. Kennedy's inauguration. They cleared all that snow from Pennsylvania Avenue with flamethrowers, like I guess you do. The coldest inauguration, in the modern record at least, was Ronald Reagan's second. It was 7 degrees Fahrenheit. They just moved a bunch of the activities inside because it was so cold. Another chilly one was the inauguration of Ulysses S. Grant. It was, in fact, so cold that guests at his inaugural ball danced in their coats, the champagne froze and turned into kind of like a boozy, slushy situation, and the canaries, which had been brought for the pageantry of the inaugural ball and the enjoyment of all the guests, all froze to death. Which I guess is kind of a downer. You probably watched the inauguration on TV. The first time you could do that was 72 years ago. Harry Truman's was the first televised inaugural address all the way back in 1949. Before that, starting in 1925, you could have listened to it on the radio. That was for Calvin Coolidge's inauguration in 1925. Now, there will not, of course, be a huge in-person inaugural ball for Biden and Harris because of COVID. But it's worth pointing out that inaugural balls have not always been a tradition for every incoming president. They started with our fourth president of the United States, James Madison, and his wife Dolly in 1809. Madison and his wife were kind of cool kids around DC, and a dozen of their friends somewhat hastily planned the dancing party for them after the inauguration. Tickets were $4. And here's my favorite part of this story. The outgoing president, someone you may have heard of named Thomas Jefferson, was close with Madison, and he decided he wanted to go to the party. According to a guest, he got there super early, way before Madison did. And he asked a friend, "Am I too early? You must tell me how to behave, for it is more than 40 years since I have been to a ball." And I can certainly say, after nearly a year without going to a party because of coronavirus, man, Thomas Jefferson, I think we can all relate to that. That's a lid for us and a lid on the Trump presidency, a new era, Joe Biden becoming president today. If you'd like to hear more of this free audio briefing, you can always download us on your favorite podcast app.